With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has announced 25% tariffs on all auto imports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Starting next month, automakers sending vehicles to the U.S. will be facing higher taxes.
What we're going to be doing is a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States. If they're made in the United States, there's absolutely no tariff.
The president called it a modest move that will spur growth. He's betting that increased tariffs will lead to more production in the U.S. Automakers could face higher costs and are bracing for lower sales. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Deportations under the Alien Enemies Act remain blocked following an appeals court ruling. Jennifer King reports.
Deportations of Venezuelans to El Salvador under the Alien Enemies Act will remain barred temporarily after a federal court of appeals panel in Washington, D.C. upheld the judge's order in a 2-1 decision. On March 15th, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg blocked more deportations and ordered plane loads of Venezuelan immigrants to return to the U.S. That still has not happened. Appeals Court Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson said the ruling doesn't prevent the government from arresting and detaining migrants, but lifting the injunction risks almost certainly exiling plaintiffs to a land that is not their country of origin. Plaintiffs advocate Sky Perryman said the ruling is an important step for due process. Jennifer King, Washington.
A child slipped through fencing outside the White House on Wednesday and was intercepted by Secret Service officers. Secret Service spokesperson Anthony Guglielmi said the young trespasser squeezed through the fence on the north lawn around 6:30 p.m. Guglielmi said officers quickly reunited the child with their parents without incident. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 132 points, the Nasdaq dropped 372. This is SRN News. Israel's housing minister has apologized after sparking political outrage.
Controversy erupted after a video emerged of the Israeli housing minister dancing and singing to an anti-Zionist song at his nephew's wedding. The song, popular with the ultra-Orthodox community, condemns the Israeli government and urges ultra-Orthodox Jews not to enlist in the military. It's a stance that has caused tension between secular and religious factions in Israel. The minister later issued an apology. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A bill has been introduced in Sierra Leone that would decriminalize abortion in the West African country. Tens of thousands of women and girls attempt to self-terminate their pregnancies every year in Sierra Leone, which has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in the world. Some Muslim and Christian leaders have denounced the current bill as ungodly. The government says it expects a vote in parliament in the coming weeks. This is SRN News. A good economic report on durable goods.
New orders for manufactured durable goods in February, up two consecutive months, increased $2.7 billion or 0.9% to $289.3 billion, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. This followed a 3.3% January increase. Excluding transportation, new orders increased 0.7%. Excluding defense, new orders increased 0.8%. Transportation equipment, also up two consecutive months, led the increase $1.4 billion or 1.5% to $98.3 billion.
Correspondent John Scott. The U.S. is on track to hit its statutory debt ceiling when the country runs short of money to pay its bills as early as August without a deal between lawmakers and the White House. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.